It's great to have you with us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. Today we want to talk about a subject that is really important, and that is considering our struggles in life with different behavioral patterns or lifestyle that sometimes has sin as its root. We're talking about the seventh and final aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus today, that Satan has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me, and that all has been settled by the blood of Jesus. You know, some people struggle with fear, depression, loneliness, lust, and anger, and a variety of issues. A counselor can help us to just go so far. But in the last resort, the solution is in our hands, and we need to take it to the cross. And too many times we don't take it to the cross, and we try to deal with it ourselves, and or just try to go to our counselor perpetually and not really deal with the root cause effectively in a way that can see us set free. The Bible says that he whom the Son has set free is free indeed, and that we have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is a high priest in heaven who we can go to, who daily will receive us into his presence, if necessary, to see us receive the grace and the power of sonship and the power of the cross for victory, seeing his blood cleanse our lives and the Holy Spirit aid us in everyday life. But we must identify the nature within us that so many times is carnality, is sin-rooted, and needs the touch of the supernatural hand of God through the blood of Jesus. The cross is ruthless. It's ruthless. There is nothing pretty about the cross that Jesus saw transpire in his heart and life when he was laid bare on it. And in our hearts and lives, when we are laid bare at the foot of the cross, there's nothing easy for us as well. We're exposed. We're naked before him. And we just need to allow the scalpel of his Holy Spirit to have its way. But so many times, we don't allow the chief surgeon to look at us circumspectly. We don't allow the mirror of the Spirit of God to help us to see things clearly. And so we recoil from the ministry of the Lord and don't allow him to administer to us in the way that the Holy Spirit needs to for us to be set free, given liberty, and see the victory of Christ in our lives. We too many times allow the gatekeepers of self-pity, of resentment, to put a wall between us and God and keep us from being able to be administered to by the chief physician of our soul and by the power of the cross, whether ruthless or not. There's nothing pretty about forgiveness. There's nothing pretty about what took place to see its transference to us, the mercy of God. But yet, what is necessary to be delivered needs to be so in our lives so that we can see the victory of Christ. We can't allow or afford for the spirit of self-pity and resentment to take place in our lives and keep us from the presence of God's love. Self-pity allows us to just loathe and stay within the doldrums of so much darkness and force of empowerment for ourself being that which becomes evident and not Christ within us. And resentment can be such an advocate of hate that it just blocks everybody out and allows me to take hold of blaming everybody for everything or some particular individual. We need to have self-introspection. We need to take hold of the sin that so easily besets us and allow ourselves to let God change our behavior patterns where necessary and to see the victory of God, taking ownership of the situation just as he did at the foot of the cross. We need to allow at some point to allow the cross to be ruthless with us. You know, I don't like surgery. I didn't like going to the oral surgeon this last week. But what he did was necessary for me to be set free and to see healing take place. And for you and I today, it's the same way. Sometimes we want the painless way out, or sometimes we just choose to ignore the situation. But either way, it's a cop-out. And we need to allow the Lord to minister, allow his provision to to be made for us, his provision to be handed out, that we might see the victory of God. Most of us have a besetting sin, a sin we are so accustomed to that we think it is a part of ourselves. It's our nature. We find it hard to hate because it is almost like hating ourselves. Interestingly enough, in my personal life, there are things that I have emulated from my father or that I have also taken upon in my life from others that are not inherently good for me. And those patterns and behaviors God has had to reveal to me to be able to see put aside. And yet there are times when they come back and grab hold of me because I allow them to. And I need to allow the mirror of the cross to let me see it for what it is, and allow his spirit to touch me, that I will no longer be dominated by it and allow it to be taking hold of me again, but to see the victory of Christ and walk free in Christ's love. Too many of you are allowing sin's domination or behavioral patterns of life, or the old man that was set free at the foot of the cross, to keep you from the love and the victory in Christ Jesus. And you've accepted things in your life that you don't need to. Sometimes we call bad habits drinking, smoking, and other things, and those things are harmful to us. But there's other things such as lying, deceit, pride, hatred, and a variety of things, of issues with anger, etc., that have just as much of a defeative pattern within our life that keep us from the victories that Christ wants us to have and keep us in a place where we do not see the victory and the love of God, but see ourselves dominated by doubt, fear, and things in this life that keep us from enjoying the life which Christ wants us to. We need to take ownership. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to make light in our lives, shine upon us, and help us to see ourselves for who we are, and to be able to allow God, the Master Surgeon, to help us to heal and allow the ruthless nature of the cross to be that which I yield to, that I might find the solution for my soul and my life and the victory of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that in Jesus, the besetting sin in my life, and you can name it whatever it is, has been crucified. I put it on the cross. I carry it no longer. I see it for what it is. I will not allow it to dominate me any longer. I won't allow it to impede me and keep me from the grace that is in Christ Jesus. I allow the Holy Spirit today to make the changes necessary in my life that can help me to walk in the grace with which the Son of God has afforded me, and to see the victory of God, and that Satan has no place in me, no power over me, or unsettled claims on me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. Amen. I hope that you prayed with me and that God is ministering to you right now, and I pray that he is touching you in the Holy Spirit. If you need to reach us here at Covenant Grace Ministry, we pray that you would call us and that God can allow us to minister to you. Please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Also visit us at our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. I believe God's going to bless you. Please be in touch with the ministry if you need our assistance or help in any way. And we thank you for being with us today on the prayer line, and I pray that this word ministered to your soul in Jesus' name.